It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Behind the Braves, the official podcast of the Atlanta Braves, takes fans on a journey to uncover the stories, both known and untold, about our beloved team. Former Braves closer, World Series champion, and current director of alumni relations Greg McMichael and MLB.com's Ricky Mast are joined by Braves legends, players, and even some famous fans to share the passion and history of this proud franchise.
And with us today, Hall of Famer John Smoltz.
Was unmatched to anything I've ever been through in my life. Hardest thing I've ever done.
Joining us today is Braves general manager Alex Anthopoulos.
Everyone's got a story, how they get into sports. You don't just get up one day and apply and you just get a job. It just doesn't work that way. I bet you every single person that works for a sports franchise has a story of how they got their foot in the door. And I was the same way.
We have Tom Glavine here with us today.
I left home at 18 years old and went to do something that I wanted to do. That was an unbelievably exciting opportunity.
Mm. We're here with Braves legend Rico Cardi.
I hid behind a Hank Aaron. To me, that's the best hitter I ever seen in baseball.
And we're pleased to have Dale Murphy.
I don't really have a problem anymore now with bat flips. I think baseball and the unwritten rules got to loosen up a little bit because it does show more personality.
We're happy to be joined by Steve Avery.
I was shagging in the outfield, and Bonds walked over to me, and he said, "We finally got you after the last couple of years," because we had beaten them, 91, 92. So He felt like he had it wrapped up in 93, and it didn't quite work out that way.
Join us every Wednesday during the season and throughout the offseason as we sit down with fans, front office personnel, and players both past and present on Behind the Braves.